welcome to Comic-Con 2006 in San Diego, and welcome to the Pokemon Voice Actors Panel. We are very, very happy and excited to be here today, and we're happy to be able to present two of the voice actors working on the new Pokemon Season 9, Pokemon Battle Frontier. As you all know, Pokemon is celebrating its 10th year this year, 2006, with a year-long celebration. As part of that year-long celebration, we're here today to present you with a very cool preview of Pokemon Season 9.
What? Oh my god!
So excited!
Can someone dim the lights for me, please?
Waterboy Master is now gonna go for a closer look as I repeat it.
Get ready.
This will be available on the website.
Cartoon Network is also running the older seasons of Pokemon right now. In case you haven't caught up, you can definitely check that out there. Season 9 of the animated series blasts into homes this September. A quick synopsis, after a quick visit with Professor Oak, Ash faces some of his greatest challenges ever as he faces the Frontier Brains, who many of you Pokemon players will recognize from the Pokemon Battle Frontier and Pokemon Emerald. Meanwhile, Mei is going to continue her work at winning every single contest that she can in the Kanto region. Please stay tuned to Cartoon Network this September for Pokemon Battle Frontier. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lawrence Nevis. I'm the editorial director for Pokemon USA, Inc. I run Pokemon.com and a bunch of the Pokemon print adventures. You may have some in your hands. That's Pokemon Fan that we produce. I'm here to answer any questions that you may have about the Pokemon cartoon series that our esteemed voice actors won't be able to answer. But let me introduce you to them. First of all, we have Bill Rogers, who is the voice of Brock.
The man to your left, who is jumping around and screaming like a cheerleader.
Bill can't seem to get enough excitement for what we're doing today, so. Bill is a New York-based actor who's been working in anime for over 5 years. Many of the anime people who come to the show may recognize some of his work from K.O. Beast, Gokudo, Madara, and the Comic Party. He also became involved with Boogie Pop Phantom and His and Her Circumstances. On Bill's left, we have Sarah Natacheny. Sarah is also a New York-based actor, model, and improviser. Sarah is actually living the American dream. This is Sarah's first voice work as Ash, and we are going to show you a clip of the Mastermind of Mirage Pokemon, which has been re-edited and re-dubbed with the new voices. We're going to show that clip now?
Yep.
Let's see that.
We get the lights dimmed again.
Let's get the lights first. Yeah.
The Mastermind of Mirage Pokemon, which aired in Cartoon Network in April, will also be part of a DVD set that we'll be releasing, which will be the DVD release of Pokemon Lucario and the Mystery of Mew. The bonus disc on that will include the redubbed Mastermind of Mirage Pokemon.
Yeah.
Speaking to you about any questions that you may have about voice acting, the art of voice acting, or what it's like to work on Pokemon. I'll be here to answer any questions you have about anything else. So please, anyone with a question, please raise your hand. Man, looks like just up to the microphone up there in the middle.
Just ask your question.
Dog.
Would you like to be a voice actor for us? Because you're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir. I don't
We knew that this question was going to come up. We don't think it's fair to the voice actors to have them do it raw without studio help, because there's a lot of mixing involved. We did actually fix the audio for the mastermind, so we're going to show it again. But we've been asked when we use previous voice actors as well if they could do that. And it's our policy not to do it in public, just because it may not sound completely right. And there are probably a million people here with recorders right now, so they want to stay away from that.
And I just ran around and screamed a lot, so I don't think that it's going to be the same.
Yes, ma'am.
How far ahead do you record the voices?
Oh, that's a good question.
How far ahead do we record the voices? Well, we get the animation from Japan, so they give us the animation and an English script, and then usually what we do, because our season 9 will premiere in September, and we're into 5 episodes now?
Yeah.
We've already recorded 5 episodes of that now, and every week we record a new episode. We try to record a new episode every week, so that we hit the September timing and we don't have any gaps. Yes, sir. Please stand. Thank you.
Rise, Jedi.
Shut up.
How close would you say your voice is compared to the original voice actors?
The fan reaction, as I'm sure majority of you know, there was a great tumultuous fan reaction when the voices were changed, when we went from the original voice actors to the new ones. The person that we wanted to work the most on was Ash. And we did work on Ash actually with a couple of different people. The person that we used for Mastermind of Mirage Pokemon, we used a lot of the fan reaction that we got from that and tried to change it around. But instead what happened was Sarah fell into our laps, and Sarah has such a natural Ash voice, which we are definitely going to show you in this clip, that we think we've hit on the right Ash to go on for now. Again, the voice acting, and this is I'm sure a question that will come up today, the whole voice acting situation was a strange one for us, because we really didn't think that fans were going to notice the huge difference, but what we mistook was the fact that fans love Pokemon to such a degree that they are watching every second of the show and ready to comment on every second of the show. And I honestly believe, coming from the video game industry, that the Pokemon franchise has, seriously, the best fans in the world. And you guys should give yourself a hand. They're going to show an intro of the Mastermind clip again, this time with sound, hopefully, so you can see what we're talking about.
Now and I will repeat all questions, so they'll be much better known to viewers outside. Okay, here we go.
Dear Ash Ketchum, because of your amazing Pokemon training skills, I'd like to introduce and challenge you to my brand new battle system. Please come to my lab at your earliest convenience. Signed, Dr. Young. I've got amazing Pokemon training skills.
Sure, they're just as amazing as the last time you read us your letter, Ash.
Wow, I can't wait to see what kind of battle system he made up.
Before Ash reads that letter again,
our heroes discover once again that the journey to become a Pokemon master is filled with surprise and mystery. With Ash's invitation from Dr. Young to travel to his laboratory, what other mysteries await them there?
It's Misty and Professor Oak.
How are you?
Nice to see you.
It's nice.
you too. What a surprise.
What in the world brought you here?
My amazing training skills, that's what. You see, Dr. Young sent me a letter inviting me.
That's so? I guess that means the doctor might be suffering from a little writer's cramp.
You got one too?
Looks like we're gonna be rivals just like the good old days, Mr. Smarty Pants.
And Professor Oak, I bet that they sent you an invitation as well. Correct. I'd heard through the grapevine that Dr. Young's many years of research had finally come to an end.
My dear guest, I've been waiting for you. I welcome you to my laboratory.
Well, Dr. Young, it's been a long time.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Misty. Hi, I'm Meg.
My name's Max.
I'm Lawrence. Nice. That's all we're going to show today, ladies and gentlemen. Did you really think we were going to show the whole thing in this video? Definitely good to hear. As you can see, though, we got a lot closer on the voices than we had originally had. Again, this is a small sampling of people, and it certainly doesn't represent 100% of the fans out there for Pokemon, but I think that the people that were concerned about it are going to be resting a lot easier now that we have Sarah and Bill on the squad working for us. Any questions? Yes, sir. You.
Is there going to be any other new Pokeballs?
Are there going to be any new Pokeballs? Hang on just a second. I have to make a phone call.
Yes, there are.
Hi, can we talk about the new Pokeballs? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I wanted a pizza. A large. Everything on it. Thanks. No new Pokeballs. You're actually going to have to watch because what's going to happen is the Battle Frontier. There goes a new Pokeball for you from Sarah, signed by Sarah and Bill.
The kid just got a Pokeball from Sarah, signed by.
I can't talk about whether or not new Pokeballs will show up, but I can say the Battle Brands are going to be the toughest challenges that Ash and his team have ever faced, and we're looking at a season this time that has a lot more action and a lot more enemies. Sir.
Oh, when are you guys going to dub the next movie with Manaphy?
The next movie, we have not even begun yet, but the next movie, and we don't even have release dates for you right now, but I can say it will be sometime next year. Yes, ma'am.
Is there room in the dealer's room for Pokemon?
Is there Pokemon in general?
Pokemon stuff.
Are they selling Pokemon products? You know, we didn't bring a booth this year because we had no idea we were going to have this many fans here. We were grossly underestimated that. But there are goodies in the bags for you. And again, PokemonCenter.com will be your best place. Any of you from the New York area, which I guess the three of us are probably the only ones, but anybody, shout out to New York. Anybody from the New York area?
Come on, New York!
Woo! New York! Woo!
Even if they're not from New York,
I'm from the Bronx.
We're
going to
be at Roosevelt Field with the last stop of Journey Across America this Saturday. If you're in that area, make sure to stop by. There'll definitely be a Pokemon Center booth there. Sarah, the white shirt back there.
Are you showing any of the newer Pokemon of 386?
Any new Pokemon in the new series?
Of the 386, there will definitely be some Pokemon that you have not seen before in the new series. Past 386, I can't tell you that. But up to 386, you're going to definitely see new Pokemon. Yes, sir.
Will Max ever be 10?
You know what's funny? When you're 20, you're gonna wish Max was always 10. Believe me. Max is gonna age progressively as the rest of them do, so if the rest of them don't age, Max isn't gonna age. Sir?
First off, just wanna say, so far so good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So far so good. What are the voice actors' experience prior to working on the show?
Like Pokemon.
Pokemon stuff in general.
Actually, I found out about Pokemon when it first came out. I had heard about it, and I was already an anime fan, so I was excited about a new show coming out. I heard about the show when it first aired, and I was watching it back then. It was great. I had a lot of friends who were like really into Pokemon. And I just, I,
think I admitted this somewhere, that when the first movie came out, they had those little Pokeballs at Burger King where they would, I'd be, on the drive-thru. Happy meal, please. And a Whopper meal and fries. So, I love Pokemon. I've watched it throughout the years. I got Pokemon Red when it came out and realized I'm inept when it comes to playing like RPG type video games, so I couldn't really beat it, and so I'm hoping that maybe I can sit down with Lawrence and he can show me some of his mad skills, and I can get better at doing it.
Absolutely. I was like 9 years old when Pokemon first came out, so I was like the target age group.
Stop it. You were age appropriate for Happy Meal.
I was, and I did get the Happy Meals, and I got the toys, and I was amazing.
If she's 9, then she's mine.
So I was a fan when I was a little kid for many, many years, and then when I got called in for this audition, I was like, you gotta be kidding me, this is amazing. So when I went in, I was super nervous, and it's great that I'm actually working on a show that I was a big fan of as a kid, like growing up.
Sir?
Age question mark.
I read somewhere that the U.S. is like making 2 or 3 movies behind Japan.
The U.S. is behind the movies. Will the U.S. hurry up and catching up with movies?
The release of movies. Japan still theatrically releases their movies as well. The Pokemon fan base in Japan is enormous, easily 3 times what it is here in the United States. But we made a decision to bring movies to DVD because we wanted more people to enjoy them at one time. Some kids would see the movie, and then the movie would be gone in their theaters, and they'd complain constantly that they didn't get a chance to see the movie. So if we go directly to DVD now, we completely solve that problem. But we're definitely behind them. Part of the problem is dubbing the movies. I mean, dubbing a whole 2-hour movie is a huge undertaking, and they also want the mania to kind of wear down in Japan before they announce the new one. I guarantee you, by the time a new movie comes out here, the next installment of that movie is being released or is close to being released in Japan. So they'll always be a year ahead. Yes, sir.
How many episodes are there in the new season?
We do a scale of 52 episodes. We show one episode every week. There are definitely some episodes, as many of the hardcore fans know, there are some episodes that we don't air here in the United States that we air in Japan. In the case that does happen here again this year, we're definitely going to fill that in with certain specialty episodes. There is a very special Pokemon Mystery Dungeon episode that is coming up, in which Pokemon will speak for the very first time.
It's in the magazine.
The whole gist of the video game Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, which comes out in September, is that for the first time ever, Pokemon will speak in that game, and there will only be Pokemon in that game. There will be no human trainers. In the specialty Pokemon Mystery Dungeon episode that we're going to air with Cartoon Network sometime this fall, Pokemon will speak to each other. There will be no human interaction. It's going to be a very exciting first for Pokemon fans.
You will believe that a Pokemon can talk?
Ooh, a second question.
I have 2 answers.
Concerning that episode, are there any going to be previously known Pokemon voices?
I've never seen Pokemon speak before, so what do you mean when you say voices we've seen before? Oh, will Pikachu sound like Pikachu? No, there will be no people on the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon episode. It will be only Pokemon. We haven't made that determination yet, but when we do...
Well, the guy goes Pika Pika, voice Pikachu.
We'll find out on Pokemon.com. We're actually going to do a big thing about when we actually pick voices, maybe put some voice samples up there for everyone to hear. Sir?
Yeah, would Ash and them eat, like, burgers? I don't see any cows anywhere. Is that, like, our Pokemon?
When Ash and them eat burgers, are they eating cows or Pokemon?
Is that really water?
Previously asking a third movie commentary. Says the master.
I work in part of the brand management department at Pokemon, where we have to watch things like that very closely, and we're very, very careful never to show them eating a food that is shaped like an animal. Like, we try not to show them eating chicken legs. Because then you have to explain where the chickens were. So when they eat a burger, it could be a burger, much like McDonald's, made out of anything. We try to be very specific about what they're eating. Are they definitely eating things that are grown in the Pokemon world? Yes, absolutely.
Oh, combustion.
Poor
Milton. In the red shirt?
Ash has changed a bit over the years. But will Pokemon ever stop flirting? A lot of Pokemon Master hopes they stop asking really stupid questions. As do I. Moving on.
Why are the Pokemon that have been announced in Japan so hard to pronounce? We go through a whole naming convention where Pokemon is actually kind of strange.
Why are Pokemon in Japan so hard to pronounce, name-wise?
Are usually responsible for the localization of names. They will ask our input, but a lot of times, as you'll see, Pokemon are named after things that they kind of look like, you know, with the exception of something like Pikachu. For those of you that don't know, Pika means sparkly in Japanese, and Chu in Japanese traditionally is the sound that a mouse makes. So Pikachu literally means sparkly mouse. With other things like Bonsly kind of looks like a bonsai tree, but it's a younger version of it, so they went with something that was a variation on Bonsly. I guarantee you though that the
now we know it's not Bonsly, it's Bonsly.
You got another question?
Yes.
You can ask me. Again when you remember.
She said she had a question and a comment.
She forgot her second question.
She gets a ball. There you go. In the black t-shirt, ma'am.
I have two questions.
When is Brock going to open his eyes?
When he opens his eyes, it starts.
Yes, Brock's suffers from a slight ocular condition. Actually, the decision not to make Brock open his eyes is one that's kind of like a running joke with the show's producers, and it's probably not going to happen.
Water Pokemon Master is frustrated at these stupid questions.
Yes, ma'am.
He will not open his eyes. How many new joys are there?
I'm sorry, you have to speak up.
Oops, wrong question.
Are you talking about human characters?
The characters ever going to do anything silly?
Yeah, you're going to have to watch this show because I have to be honest with you, I haven't watched every single episode of the new season, but there's always something wacky happening with this Pokemon crowd. I mean, I can't even keep track of the stuff they get into.
Half the crowd just fell down, anime style, at that question.
How many Nurse Joys are there? I don't know how many Nurse Joys does Pokemon need. I mean, really, there's only as many as the Pokemon world needs. So.
They constantly reproduce.
Sir?
Since you brought it up, why don't some of those episodes come to America?
There are a lot of different reasons. I mean, I probably can't answer all of them from specific ones, but I will say that there was an episode that had to do with the tsunami that actually the episode was made just before the tsunami destroyed Indonesia, and it was a very sensitive issue when they decided not to do it. It was actually a roundtable discussion with both Japan and the United States who decided not to air
that. Was a Wish Cash episode, says Water Pokemon Master.
These the American audiences, and because they're based on other episodes that didn't air, they probably wouldn't make sense if they aired here. They'd give a lot of backstory. You, sir?
When you guys dub the episodes, are you going to have as many edits as 4Kids used to, like changing food to American food and changing the background music every 4 seconds?
That's a very good question. We for those of you who don't know, we took over production from 4Kids, and Pokemon USA is now doing production of the show in-house, which is why we also changed the voice actors. But what we're going to try to do, our commitment, because of the fan response that we had, our commitment this year and for the years ongoing from here, is that we're going to try to keep the show as traditional as possible and as close to the Japanese version of Pokemon as possible, including trying to keep a lot of the background music that comes straight from Japan.
That was Water Pokemon Master's question, if you should know.
Who has an answer question? Man with the hat.
He says he likes Pokemon and watched the first season. He says that Brock doesn't flirt as much as in the first season. He's wondering why.
I would like to say that's because
a smart question followed by yet another dumb question. When will it end?
Hormones.
I'm sitting on a voice panel right now. Can I come back? I'm in
pretending to be on a cell phone.
I'm in room two if you want to come up. Yeah. All right, here, say hi to the audience.
Hi!
That's Francis Mao, the editor, the creative service director of GamePro Magazine. He said if you read
oh my
GamePro
God.
Magazine. Sorry about that. Do we have any voice actor questions?
That's what I have.
Voice actor question.
Yeah.
I thought you did a fine job.
Thank you.
He said they did a fine job on it. He asked, did she know she had the ability to do Ash's voices when
Probably.
She was younger?
I was always doing voices as a kid, but like before this, I've never played a cartoon character before. So
Oh, no.
They don't do anything to technically change what you're able to do. So it's all natural. What's it like playing Brock flirting?
More manic than I am right now. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been a weird process.
Water Polka Master wants to get off all these dumb Brock questions.
It's like an onion, you know.
Layers.
We do not produce that movie, by the way.
Sorry, I've seen the voice that I should have.
Maybe Pi likes the Brock questions. Have you been there since the beginning of Pokemon?
Number one, he gets a Pokeball for asking.
He gets a Pokeball for asking. They all get Pokeballs for asking.
I have actually been with Pokemon USA for...
It's how much experience they have with Pokemon.
5 years, that could be a little longer. And they've been... Pokemon USA has been a branding company for the Pokemon brand for about 6 years. So I was kind of there in the beginning. Anybody who hasn't asked a question has a voice actor question. Sir, in the black t-shirt?
When you're recording, do they record listening to what the other say just through a headphone, or do they be off?
How do they record when voice actors are recording? How do they work?
I was running around.
Well,
do they record as a group or individually?
So we each come in, and depending on who goes first, we either hear each other or we don't.
And of course, as the master knows, they do it individually.
So we know what's going on.
Well, yeah, sometimes, exactly the same thing that Sarah was going to say, but sometimes she'll be in before me, so I'll have Ash, and then sometimes it's just you got to fly blind. But the good thing is that for point of reference, we can also listen to the Japanese, so we have that available to us, so we can have something to work off of, because the product is already in Japanese when we get it, because it's as a lot of people on the web probably know, the show has been airing in Japan several episodes before us. So when we get them, it's the Japanese show. And then we make it so you can understand it up here.
Have you done any like American cartoons? And
have they done any American or cartoons?
Animation based on the voice, right? And how would that differ from you guys, which you have to do the voice after the animation is already done?
How did it differ doing America from America voice first? In Japanese voice last.
I get a Pokeball. Pretty much the stuff that I've worked on has pretty much been all like anime titles from different anime companies. So everything that I've worked with has been we have to dub to make it into English. So I've never actually worked on a product. I'd love to. If anybody out there is producing any American animation, it's a little more difficult because we have to make sure it doesn't look like a bad Godzilla film when we dub it. So
we're actually getting ready to wrap up soon. We wanted to give everyone a couple of minutes to come up and say hello to the voice actors if they wanted. So we're going to take one more question. Somebody that hasn't asked a question. Yes, sir. You with two hands.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
Okay, it's a cross between Mew and Pikachu. I can't tell you which one it is.
Water Pokemon Master dropped dead at that statement.
Question.
Question. Excuse me.
I was always a fan of Bulbasaur, but I think Squirtle's kind of cool.
Yeah.
We don't have the glass. It's just like
Bulbasaur anymore, and I like these little Squirtles, the tough little guys.
So the favorites are Squirtle, Mew, and
as for
Pikachu.
What Pokemon did you look like? I'm Snorlax all the way.
And Snorlax.
Well, if we're going by what we, you know, Pokemon that reflect us, a lot of people always used to call me Slowpoke. I'm always running late to things.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you once again. We're just going to give you a couple minutes if you'd like to come up and say hello to the voice actors.
And that's the end of it. Thanks for coming. Continue here. Keep coming to Poke Beach for continued coverage.